What up, what up? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And welcome to the Nyx Mix at 6, where I will be your host every Tuesday from here from 6 to 7 p.m. And tonight I got some cool and interesting, like, what is this? Is this really real kind of things going on for you guys tonight? So there's an umbrella that creates a force field around you. Yeah, super high tech, super futuristic. There's a new book release by one of my favorite people in the whole entire world. So I get you guys that up for the girl of the week. And Halloween this Friday, I got some costumes you should not be to help prevent yourself from not being the clown of the day. And which reality show has been canceled in the midst of a whole bunch of scandals? Yeah, it's pretty crazy things that it's just like, is this really happening? Is this really real? And of course, your giant score update continuously throughout this show. So enjoy tonight. I feel fall finally coming in. It's starting to get cold. Wearing sweaters and the boots. I can't wait. Maybe the trees will start changing color soon. So let's start this evening off with the usual Queen Bee with Love on Top.
Come on, baby.
And that was Love on Top by Beyonce. And this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix at 6. And right now I got you guys for your Hate It or Love It. So I have three things for you. So first off, this is called a new product, which is called Extend. So you've seen those selfie sticks where you put your phone on the edge of the stick and it stretches real far so you can get a whole bunch of like 20 people in one camera or maybe hundreds. It's like a lot of celebrities that will go on stage and they'll bring out the selfie stick so I think they can take pictures of themselves with the crowd or things like that. Or if you have a big family, people use that to take pictures wherever they go, especially my mom. She loves to take pictures. So I actually got her that for her birthday. So this is what we call the Extend. So it's basically like the selfie stick, but it's a harness that wraps around your back. So say you have your iPad or your tablet or something, you know, something that fits in it, or a book. Like, I hate when I read when I'm holding a book. Like, holding a book up front sucks. Like, I want something to hold it for me, you know, instead of me just holding it up for a long time and my arms start to hurt. So now the Extend is a new accessory that lets you wear and stare at your tablet, smartphone, or camera at all times. The backpack-like contraption not only serves as a regular bag, it also contains a flexible arm up front that you can attach any device to and position directly in front of your face for your convenience and content consumption. So imagine a book bag with a bendy arm extending from its front straps. At the end of that, the bendy arm is a mount that lets you secure your device in any place at any eye level. So that's the Extend. So you walk around, you can walk around, eat, drink, you know, at the same time, go grocery with it, and you can literally just lay in bed. You don't have to hold your tablet in your hand. You don't have to hold it up. You don't have to hold the side. You don't have to make it go on the side, or you wouldn't have to make a stand for yourself. So I'm totally for this product. It looks so ridiculous. It's like if you see someone down the street, you're like, what is it? What are you doing? What are you carrying? But the idea of it is so great because honestly, I get so lazy. I don't want to hold anything up. My arms will just be like, nope, let's just put it down. Or is it really worth holding up? So they do need a Kickstarter starting around 50,000. So look it up. Extend. It's XTND. Look them up on Kickstarter. That's just a great way to help people do things to make life easier to me. Next up, Bing is not everyone's favorite search engine. So neither is typing long words to look up something. Like, you don't want to be like, what is the blah, 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 something super long, when it's just, you could find a simpler and easy way to do it and quicker. So Bing came up with this new way where you can search things with emojis. So Microsoft has announced that you can search Bing with emojis. So emojis are those little faces that you can use with text messaging. So most iPhones have it. Android's finally getting them. They're kind of like the same thing, but they're just weirder looking, I guess. So say you're looking for a place that sells pizza and beer, you can just put the picture of pizza and beer, of the little emoji picture, instead of, you know, typing places to eat with pizza and beer. So you just search pizza and you click in the pizza and the beer. Or you can search single emojis, like the sushi ones. Like, they all have a whole bunch of food ones. So, like, a snow cone, you can look up a snow cone, what a snow cone is. You can look up the different flowers they have, like, what kind of flower it is. And it'll show you what kind of flower that flower is. Or you can search phrases like, so you can put best, the word best, and you can put, like, a fried chicken wing, and then you can put in New York. So they have, like, the Statue of Liberty emoji on there, too. So you can put things like that. And sooner or later, I read this time, I forgot where I read this from, but sooner or later, we really are going to go back to like the hieroglyphic times in Egypt, where no more words are going to be used. We just use pictures. I mean, it's an easier way to do things, but we're running out of words, I guess. Maybe sooner or later we'll go back to that time, because, you know, history repeats itself. So maybe emojis will take over the world, or maybe more emojis will come out, because sometimes you're on your phone and you're like, is there an emoji for this? And you can't find the emoji. And you think there was an emoji. I forgot what I was looking for one day. I think it was one of the animals. But yeah, they were like, there was no animal I was looking for. So hopefully, you know, now that with Microsoft and Bing have teamed up with the emoji people, that they'll bring more emojis for people to talk with, to just show with, because it does make life easier. So when I'm mad or something, I don't write I'm mad. I can put like the red face or the angry emoji. So that's pretty cool too. So I love that. So that's for the verdict for this Bing search emoji and search engine thing. I love it for the Hate It or Love It. And next up, we have an air umbrella. So this air umbrella is also one of a Kickstarter product too that needs, you know, some funds. So it's an umbrella that creates a force field of air that shelters you from the rain. So the wand-like device is powered by a lithium battery with a motor mounted above. So it operates a rotating fan mechanism at the top, which draws air in the bottom of the head and then expels it from the top at high pressure. Here's a sound clip I found of the umbrella.
One is the large and awkward cloth that protects a person from the rain, as that component is replaced with a head that essentially spits out air. That's what prevents raindrops from hitting the user. When the umbrella is powered on, the tip spits out air in differing directions, which changes the landing course of falling droplets.
So the air might spray the person near them, but honestly, who really cares? I mean, that's kind of rude, you know, walking down the street in the rain you're trying to get yourself from is hitting someone else. But I mean, at least you're not getting wet. So at its base, on the bottom, there's a on and off button, while the bottom can also twist to change the pressure of the air emitted. So depending on the rain, you can change how much air, how much of a force field you want around you. So the project launched on a crowdfunding, launched on Kickstarter at the end of September and has raised $85,930 so far. So it's not as, he was actually the creator, Chuan Wing from China, had originally hoped to raise only, you know, $10,000, but he raised way much more than that. So it's kind of like the selfie stick and the umbrella, but this one's more like futuristic, like some Jetsons kind of thing, you know? So the umbrella would come in three sizes. The smallest version of it would be 30 centimeters in length, small enough to fit into a bag, and has a battery life of 15 minutes. The largest version would be 80 centimeters when extended with a battery life of 30 minutes. So I think this is pretty cool. I mean, how dope would it be to have a force field around you when you walk in the rain? And it is true, because it is at the beginning of that sound clip, he was saying that umbrellas have yet to find a cooler, more easier way to prevent the rain. You know, you don't want to carry a wet umbrella with you all around all day. So I think this is pretty cool. It's like kind of a Star Wars-y Jetson, like, whoa, we're really getting to the future where maybe flying cars will exist sooner or later. So that's pretty cool. So Air Umbrella, look that up on Kickstarter. And hopefully he gets that started soon, and it'll be coming back. I think it will release sometime next year, 2015. I think I read that somewhere. So look that up, Air Umbrella. I love it, hate it or love it. For my, that's it for your hate it or love it. I have the extend stick, love it. The emoji to search, I don't even go on Bing, but hopefully Google will get it. Hopefully Google will somehow get this to their search engine. So I love that too. And the Air Umbrella, love it. So that is it for your Hate It or Live It of the week. And next up, I have your Frank Ocean, Super Rich Kids. And it is his birthday today, even though I'm still waiting on him to come up with his new album. When was the last album he came out? Back in my sophomore year, about like 2 years ago. So it's been a while since he came out with something. So happy birthday, Frank. I hope you're enjoying your day. So here is Frank Ocean, Super Rich Kids.
Many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Start my day up on the roof. There's nothing like this type of view. Point the clicker at the tube. I prefer expensive news. New car, new girl. New ice, new glass. New watch, good times, babe. It's good times, yeah. She wash my back 3 times a day. This shower head feels so amazing. We'll both be high. The help don't stare. They just walk by. They must don't care. A million, one, a million, two. 100 more will never do. Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. A real love. I'm searching for a
to what you can't imagine. We are the Zanny Nash and Caddy smashing, bratty assy, Maddie snatched to daddy's jagging, use this shit for batting practice. Adam and Annie thrashing, purchasing crappy grams with half the hand of cash you handed. Panic and patch me up, Pappy done lashed us, toying with raggy hands, and Mammy done had enough. Brash as fuck, reaching all these aqueducts. Don't believe us, treat us like we can't erupt. Yeah.
We end our day up on the roof. I say I'll jump, I never do. But when I'm drunk, I act the fool.
Talking about.
Do they sew wings until it suits? I'm on that ledge. She grabs my arm. She slaps my head. It's good times, yeah. Sleep if summer, sleep or fall. The market's down like 60 stories, and some don't end the way they should. My silver spoon is very good. A million won, a million cash. Close my eyes and feel the crash.
Bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends.
Real life,
ain't that something real?
I'm searching for
real.
And that was Frank Ocean with Rich Super Rich Kids featuring Earl Sweatshirt. Like I said, happy birthday to Frank. I don't know how old he is, but it is his birthday today. So hopefully for everybody's birthday present from you, Frank, that you come out with your new album ready, because everybody's been patiently waiting. You're still not there yet. So this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and welcome to the Nyx Mix at 6. So I have your Giants updates right now. So we're at the top of the third with San Francisco with 0 and Kansas City with 7. So hopefully the Giants will step up their game and see what they can do. Yeah, a lot of this series has really been just like, oh my god, oh no. It's kind of where you don't know where this series is going to go, because it can go to either one. So good luck to the Giants. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the game right now. So right next up, I have your girl of the week. So this is one of my favorite actresses and one of my favorite people in the entire world. So it is the funniest and most charming Miss Amy Poehler. So she's always an advocate for young girls. You can check out her videos on YouTube. Just like, she's always speaking how girls, you know, they should speak out. They're powerful. They're people that shouldn't be unnoticed. So she's always advocating for young girls and empowerment. She's hosted the last few Golden Globes with her homie for life, Tina Fey, and they've always done a great and hilarious job. Everybody loves and hopes. They need to host everything, honestly. But now she has came out with a new book called Yes Please, which is a memoir full of her stories about her life before, now, and even after, and where she is headed next. So she recently did an interview with NPR about her book. And so first clip, she talks about how body image is something that no matter what age people are at, no matter what age, no matter how old someone is, it's something that they still have to fight with. about success comes out at strange times. You know, it doesn't matter really about success or being in a magazine or, you know, it just kind of pokes its head out every once in a while to remind me that, you know, you're ugly or you're not as pretty as this person or you're whatever mean thing it likes to say. And I feel like you have to kind of learn to treat it, or I've worked on for many years, treating it like it's just like an annoying relative, but that you have to maybe see every Christmas.
So Amy Poehler was going about that voice in your head that constantly tells you, no, don't wear that. No, you don't look good in that. You know, I think everybody has that, male or female, that we have that constant voice in our head that tells us, you know, you're not good enough. No, you're just not pretty enough. You're not smart enough and things like that. You're putting yourself down, and Amy's trying to say that don't let that come to you. And if it does, treat it like a relative that you only see on the holidays. Don't treat it like an everyday thing. Yeah, it comes out every so often, but just, you know, try to fight it. Don't let that affect you and who you are. And similar to her character of Leslie Knope, she won't take no for an answer. So like I said, she did host the last few Golden Globes with Tina Fey. And one of her skit was where if she won the award for Best Female Comedian Actress, she would want to sit on George Clooney's lap. So here's her background story of it.
I knew from my years of working both sides of being on camera and behind the camera that it was better to ask George Clooney's people, would you mind if Amy sat next to George when her name was announced? And of course they would say no, and they would ask him or not ask him, and they would say no. And it's just too much to be like, can she sit on his lap? And then I just got to the table and I was like, can I sit on your lap? And he was like, sure.
So Amy, like, if you guys have not seen Parks and Rec, it's literally one of the most funniest and best shows on TV now. I've pretty much rewatched the show about like 10, 15 times. It's either I'll finish The Office, rewatch The Office, and then I'll start Parks and Rec again. So I always watch those two shows. It's my favorite shows. But like her character, Leslie Knope, Amy's the kind of person that doesn't take no for an answer. She knows the people were going to tell her, no, you can't sit on his lap, you know. She still did it. You know, she did it without asking, but she still did. She didn't get in trouble, but she's still good. So she's one of those people that just like, just go for it. Like, just go for it. And for her, she also goes on to say, she talks about her show, like I said, Parks and Rec, which I hope, oh my God, this next award season that they do win something. Oh my God, best comedy show, because they really do deserve it. It is their last season. So she talks about how bittersweet it is for the show to end.
You know, it's bittersweet because I love the people I work with. And to have a job where you get to go in every day and be a character who's like, let's go get him, and you're wonderful, and we're all great, and anything can happen, and change, like, just to get to play a person like that is a gift. I will say that it's a privilege in television to be able to have a proper goodbye. It doesn't happen all the time. So I'm really pleased that we get to write a finale and kind of give an end to these characters.
So like I said, that is the ending to her show Parks and Recreation, which plays on NBC. And the last season, and during their seventh season, has yet to premiere, which I'm pretty like sad about that they haven't premiered yet. But I'm also like, okay, good, they haven't premiered yet, because my heart is definitely not ready for that show to end. So look up Amy Poehler. Her new book is called Yes Please. It's a memoir about her life, what she did before, what she did now. And there was something in the book saying that she did go on a date with John Stamos before. So some interesting things in the book. Check her out. So Yes Please by Amy Poehler. Watch your show Parks and Rec. She was also one of the legendary SNL characters alumni. So she's done a lot. She's a very well accomplished woman. She has a lot on her resume, and I love the fact that she does advocate for young girls to empower themselves and be the best who they can be. So look up Amy Poehler if you guys don't know who she is. She's awesome, hilarious, and just someone that you can totally cool with. So Amy Poehler for the girl of the week. And next up, I have your clown of the day. And coming right up for your song, I got your L. Varner featuring J. Cole, I Only Want to Give It to You.
Thought you were just another Romeo, the shoe you passed by in the store window. But soon as I got home, I wish I bought you instead. I got it bad, I'll take the black, take the navy and red. No other man has ever, ever had quite this.
digital ocean where folks are only move in digital motion. But you're so classic, I want you more than my Adidas. All the bees are getting at you, cause your honey is sweeter. I need ya, put no good to my head. Your kisses hold me hostage, and I don't wanna stop it, cause I only wanna give it to you. And I want you more than a new pair of shoes. I only wanna give it to you, and I sure do hope that you feel like I do. Can't let this go. What can I say? I just don't know. My love ain't no trip for the week, and here to stay for all of the season. You're the weakness that I'm in control.
Baby, you all I need to get by. You fly, so you all I need to get high. You got it, so put your number in this camera phone, and we can live like the camera's on. No script, though, these boys claiming they ball, got no grip, though. My flow switch mode, it's so schizo, so I'm the one that your girl blow kiss for. You gotta love me, cold world, no snuggie. Baddest girls hug me, my mind on you, though. You hoping I'm the one, but I already knew, though. It ain't no secret that I get around, true. But girl, you make me wanna settle down with you. Get a crib with a view, lay up in the bed, make a kid, baby, too. All my ex-girlfriends gon' have to get a clue, cause the rumors that you heard about is true.
I said I only wanna give it to you.
That was L. Varner featuring J. Cole with I Only Want to Give It to You. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and welcome to the Nyx Mix at 6. Okay, then top of the hour, we're here with your Giants update. We still are in the third inning with 0-7. So it's still like that. So hopefully the Giants can pick it up soon. So for your clown of the day, I have some costumes that you should... So for your clown of the day, I got some costumes you shouldn't be for Halloween this Friday. So first off, this is something that I've been seeing around Twitter and Instagram. It's called the sexy Ebola containment suit costume, which is, you know, female costumes, they're more provocative and more seductive looking than men. They're shorter, skirts are shorter, you know, things are more showing. So this one includes a face mask, knee-high socks for fashionistas who seek global solutions to hazmat couture. So the deadly Ebola virus has claimed nearly 5,000 lives in West Africa and infected more than 10,000 people. But some are using this outbreak for a Halloween parody. So I don't think this is going to go anywhere good. But please don't wear this. Please don't do this. Like, there's no good at coming out of this costume. And next is the men's version of outfit isn't as sexy as a female one, but its description on brandonsale.com says, the deadly Ebola virus has landed in the United States and the crisis has reached new levels of domestic escalation. You are sure to be prepared if any outbreak happens at your Halloween party. This will literally be the most viral costume of the year. So no, let's not do this. This is not something that should become a parody, because it's still a deadly disease, and that's just grimy people put this in as something that's supposed to be hilarious. So, no, let's not do the Ebola costume. If you're thinking about it, don't do it. And next up, we have a costume that is going really viral and that's kind of hurting people, and it's kind of rude, so I would not, don't do this either. So it's the Ray Rice and his wife costume. So, first off, there's so much wrong with this, in general. I've seen some pictures where people, you know, that who are white will paint themselves, you know, a darker color. So first off, that is just something you shouldn't do. No, if you're white, please don't paint yourself a different color. Don't do that. No good will come out of that. And there was another guy who wears the Ray Rice jersey with a uniform, the shirt, the jersey, the knee pads, and everything, but has a blow-up doll dragging around him that is handcuffed to him, just like the video. If you guys haven't seen the Ray Rice video, back in February, back earlier this year, I don't want to be for sure, but back earlier this year, Ray Rice, he's a football player, there was a video of him coming out the elevator dragging his wife. So first off, he said that the video was just because his wife was drunk and she passed out. So that's what he said the first off. But next thing you know, TMZ comes out with another video of them actually in the elevator. So I don't know why people keep doing things in the elevator. Yes, celebrities, there are cameras in the elevators. People will get to it, like Beyonce and Jay-Z. I still don't know what happened with them. But somehow, things come out, you know, things come out. So don't do things in an elevator. So during the video, the wife and the husband, or his then girlfriend, they weren't married yet, so his girlfriend and him were fighting in the elevator, and he straight knocks her out in the face. He just goes, whoomp. And she's done for. She was slept on. I saw that video. I was like, what? No. So he was kicked off the team. He isn't currently playing. And him and his wife have been getting a lot of criticism. Because she went back to him after that. After he got kicked out the first time, she ended up marrying the guy. And when the video came out, people were just like, how can you be with someone, you know, who can hit you like that? Who can treat you like that, you know? So there's a whole bunch of like things that are going on with them. But honestly, I feel like they should just let the poor girl live. You know, she's been through enough already. And she actually tweeted to TMZ after they tweeted the people who were dressed up as them, saying that it's sad to see that my suffering amuses others. So her shout out to her for being strong. Honestly, I wouldn't know what to do if I was in her situation. Actually, if I was in a situation, I would have left the man. Like, first of all, you don't put any hand on me. But good luck to her and Ray Rice. Hopefully they can get things figured out, because that's rude. Like, why would you dress up as like that? People are rude. So don't paint yourself as a different color, and please keep your costumes not rude. You know, I understand that things that are funny nowadays, that, you know, you want to do a parody out of it, but maybe something less so serious. Like, domestic abuse is not a funny issue, neither is Ebola. So please, people in Halloween, please figure out something that amuses people but that doesn't offend people, you know? And last one, this one is kind of messed up. Walmart really messed up on this one. So when you look at Halloween costumes online, you go by category, you know, you have your kids, your women, your girls, your boys and stuff, right? So pretty simple. Most clothing sites have that. But Walmart, for their Halloween costumes, they actually had a section called fat girl costumes. Yes, fat. It literally said fat girl costumes. So they messed up. So they had, you know, most sites, you know, with bigger women sizes usually say women plus sizes, women plus costumes, something like that, you know. But Walmart literally put a category that says a fat girl costume. So they totally messed up on that time, and they actually didn't notice that. They don't know if someone hacked onto it, or someone purposely did it on purpose, or if that, you know, most people that who search up on Walmart actually look up fat girl costumes, so that's what they're thinking too. So HuffPost actually asked them for a statement, but they didn't answer back after. They didn't answer the first time, so they took it out, realizing that that's not appropriate to put a fat girl costume. But later on, Walmart goes and says, a spokesperson said, this never should have been on our site. It is unacceptable, and we apologize. We are working to remove it as soon as possible and ensure that this never happens again. So yes, this was all types of wrong. So Walmart, you totally messed up. Don't do that. Any other site, please don't do that. Don't put fat girl costume. That's like fat guy costume, fat kid costume. No, don't do that, please. That's rude. That's really rude. So some Halloween costumes prevent you from being the clown of the day is the Ebola costume and the Ray Rice costume. Yes, Ebola and domestic violence is a big issue. So please Don't offend people with those costumes. And fat girl category, no Walmart. Don't do that, please. So that is it for your clown of the day. And next up, after Miguel with How Many Drinks, I got your Bosco and Harley D dropping news. So here is How Many Drinks with Miguel, and you're tuning in with DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu with the Nyx Mix at 6.
Forever anyway.
And that was Miguel with How Many Drinks. So for your another Giants update, we have still at the top of the third inning with, let me check real quick, zero to eight now. Yeah, things aren't looking good for the Giants. So hopefully they make it, because they had a 0-5 game last time, and this is just a really weird series. So hopefully they can come up. And next up, we have your Bosco and Harley D drops. So first off, with your Harley D drops.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy DJ Suave, and I'm here to give you the results of the UEFA Champions League for week 11. First off, Man City and CSKA Moscow tied 2-2. Bayern Munich beat Roma 7-1. Paris Saint-Germain beat Apollon Nicosia 1-0. Shakhtar beat Beit 7-0. Porto beat Athletic 2-1. Schalke 04 beat Sporting 4-3. Chelsea beat Maribor 6-0. Barcelona beat Ajax 3-1. Real Madrid beat Liverpool 3-0. Monaco and Benfica tied 0-0. Arsenal beat Anderlecht 2-1. Dortmund beat Galatasaray 4-0. Ludogorets beat Feyenoord 1-0. Bayer beat Zenit 2-0. Atletico Madrid beat Malmo 5-0. And Olympiacos beat Juventus 1-0. Next week, I will come back with week 12 results. Thank you. This has been DJ Suave's Champions League results. Have a good one.
My bad. That was DJ Suave with his update. So I have this week's Bosco drops.
Here comes your weekly Bosco break. For 20 years, the heart transplant unit at Sydney's St. Vincent Hospital has been working hard to figure out a way to transplant a dead heart into a live patient. Doctors from the team announced their work had paid off. They have successfully completed 3 transplants using hearts that had stopped beating for 20 minutes, said to be the first such transplant in the world, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. 2 of the patients are already up and about, while the most recent recipient is still recovering in intensive care. Heart transplants typically rely on organs taken from brain-dead donors whose hearts are still beating. The Herald reports the new development could save 30% more lives. The surgeon who performed the surgeries says he kicked the air after he realized the first surgery had gone well. The secret to their success lies in cutting-edge technology and the preservation solution in which the non-beating hearts are immersed. The heart is first placed in a special heart-in-a-box machine that warms it up and keeps it beating for about 4 hours before the transplant operation. The preservation solution, which alone took 12 years to develop, minimizes damage to the organ after it has stopped beating and helps ensure it both survives the surgery and functions in the recipient's body. Michelle Gribellis, a 57-year-old woman who had congestive heart failure, tells the Herald that she was very sick before having the operation 2 months ago. "And now I'm a different person altogether. I feel like I'm 40 years old." In other recently fascinating discoveries, working along Russia's Volga River, archaeologists have discovered what's left of the 750-year-old city of Ukek, headed by the descendants of Genghis Khan. The researchers uncovered the city's Christian quarter, which was often visited by wealthy people. While some Christians were enslaved, the findings suggest that not all suffered that fate. The discovery includes a pair of Christian temples, one of which was built in 1280 and destroyed not long after. It was roofed with tiles and decorated with murals and stone carvings. The basement contained imported plates and bottles of Byzantine, Egyptian, or Iranian origin, the researcher notes. He also described stone carvings from the temple, featuring images like a cross and a griffin clawing a lion. Ukek was founded by Batu Khan, a descendant of Genghis Khan. It was part of Batu's Golden Horde Kingdom, which reached from Europe to Central Asia. But the city was destroyed in the late 14th century in an attack by Tamerlane, a ruler who took control of a great deal of the Golden Horde's lands. That's the end of your Bosco break. Thanks for listening.
That was Bosco and DJ Suave with their breaks today. So coming right up, I have your dirty talk. So this is just interesting, weird kind of things this week. So first off, that another reality show that has been canceled due to a lot of scandal. So I don't really watch this show, but my aunt, so my family members do watch it. So it is Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. It's about that little girl who did those talent shows, those little, what is it called? Those little Miss American pageants, but for like 8-year-olds, for young kids and stuff. So she was one of the best girls that was on the show. TLC loved the family, so they did the whole show surrounding around their life. So the show was canceled last week due to the reports that Mama June, the mom of Honey Boo Boo, was supposedly dating her ex, Mark McDaniel, after her split from Boo Boo's dad, Mike Sugar Bear Thompson. So Mark McDaniel has been convicted of aggravated child molestation in 2004. He served 10 years in a Georgia state prison and was released in March of this year. So he's currently a registered sex offender in Georgia. So Mama June's oldest daughter, Anna Marie, claimed that she was molested by McDaniel when she was 8 year old, when she's now 20. But at 8 is the same age as Honey Boo Boo, she is now. So McDaniel and June have been spotted in a house together. There's been a picture of Mama June and McDaniel together with Honey Boo Boo, where he has his arm around her. But Mama June has been denying these claims that she is dating this man and that she would not put her family in danger like that. There has been a whole bunch of speculation, like, is she dating him, is she not dating him? Because that, honestly, you shouldn't put your family in that situation. If a man touched your daughter, even like did something to your kid, even your dog or something, it should not be someone you would want in your life or someone near you or your family. So there has been speculation, and I never seen this show, but I hope that all these things are not true, because hopefully she is a good mom, that she wouldn't do that to her kids, because that is not anything a child should be put through or even around. So hopefully the story does clear up that she's not dating him, because she does deny the rumors. The dad is seeking custody claims, hopefully that he can get his daughter back or somehow keep her safe away from that man. So hopefully all this whole story is not true, and that the family is safe from this man, and hopefully things are going well with them. But TLC has stated that, you know, they will keep on track on the kids, that they are going to school, that they are healthy, because due to the show's cancellation, they can't really watch them out anymore. But they will watch out for the kids and the family, that their kids are being fed, going to school, and are okay. So next up, I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I've seen the books, I've seen all the movies. I love Harry Potter and everything about it. So it's a great franchise. I mean, what other book has a theme park? So people always be like, nah, Twilight's better than Harry Potter. But I'm like, does Twilight have a theme park? No, it doesn't. They just have Forks, Rainy Washington. So now that they have a theme park, and now they even have a Harry Potter themed hotel. So I got this clip from a news report about the hotel and what's in it.
All right, so Harry Potter fans, are you guys Harry Potter fans?
I've read the series.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, they have a place to check out. they're recently opened, and there are two Hogwarts-themed rooms.
Yeah, this is the Georgian House. The rooms are called Wizarding Chambers because, you know, there's a theme. You got to live up to it. Decked out with four-poster beds, spell books, cauldrons, even potion bottles. Now, the hotel designed the suites to attract families, but apparently what's been happening is that young couples who grew up with the series have been the ones to be booking those rooms.
Why don't you...
So is that not like the dopest thing ever? You're like, you know, you go to Disneyland and all the rooms are like Disney themed, but now you go to this one, this hotel is pretty much Harry Potter themed, dude. That's so cool. So this sounds pretty cool. It's up in London. It's a 163-year-old Georgian house hotel near London's Victoria Station. And it resembles a school of witchcraft and wizardry, from personalized wizarding packages to portion bottles and spell books. So the hotel is every Potterhead's dream come true. So guests can receive tours of the area where the films were shot and a trip to the Warner Brothers studio for the making of Harry Potter tour. So, but this hotel does not come cheap. So it starts at €249, which is $400 per night, for a three-person room, and for a three-person room and a €363, which is about $600 for a five-person chamber. So yeah, this is not cheap. But it sounds cool. If I was rich and ballin', you know, done with my career, start my career, I'd totally go. And this is such a good time to release this type of news because J.K. Rowling did announce that she is working on a surprise this Halloween. So there's a lot of big news and excitement and roar over this, like, for this new story that J.K.'s coming up with, because she does have that new movie that she's coming out with, but that's going about to take a few years. So she's working on a new story to surprise fans with this Friday on Halloween. So the story is all about Harry Potter's fans' biggest nemesis, the obnoxious Dolores Umbridge. And honestly, she's really worse than Voldemort, even though Voldemort killed, you know, a whole bunch of people. Dolores Umbridge is the worst. So the defense against the Dark Teacher is one of the most hated Harry Potter characters. She first appeared in the fifth book, Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix, and fans couldn't wait to see her go. So I'm excited for all these new things that JK is coming up with, because she created something so good, so pure, so rich, so just so adventurous, that it influenced a lot of kids' lives, a lot of people now who are now adults and who are becoming, starting families and stuff. Like, people really name their kids, are starting to name their kids Hermione. Like, that's crazy. So I'm excited what JK has lined up, because you can't start something this great and end it just out of 8 books. Yeah, 8 books is a lot, but no, there's a whole much world to it. So I can't wait to see what she comes up with. So that the new story will be up on her live action game, The Pottermore, which is on, you can find on Pottermore.com. So check that out this Friday on Halloween. Next up, I got some Beyonce news. So Beyonce is partnering up with fashion giant on a new company focused on streetwear inspired outerwear. So it's Beyonce and Topshop. So Sir Philip Graham, who helms the fashion conglomerate that owns Topshop, announced the creation Parkwood Topshop Athletic today. So the 50-50 joint venture company, which is set to be unveiled in 2015, will feature clothing, accessories, and footwear designed for a range of fitness, dance, and sports-related activities. So even though I looked at the site today in Topshop to see how much, you know, some of their clothing's were, yeah, I can't afford it at all. Like $200 for a shirt? No, I can't do it. But anything with Bey's names, I know I have to have it, or at least try to have it, or imagine myself having it. But I can't wait to see what they come up with, because it's great to find her. She has her clothing line, you know, like Duran with her mom, but you know that hasn't been as good as she liked it to be. But her coming into high fashion and more rich, you know, more high fashion and more popular kind of streetwear, it's pretty cool, because you see her husband Jay-Z always doing collaborations with people. Kanye literally sold a white t-shirt for $200, and that thing sold out. I was like, what you mean he made $200 for that? Yeah, so no. And of course you have Pharrell with his Billionaire Boys Club, Bape, and all kinds of things. So it's good to see some of these artists going up to high fashion, because they are great. So Beyonce, I cannot wait to see what you do, because anything she does is fabulous. So next up, I have your new artist feature. Is Common Kings to end the day. So I have Common Kings with Alcoholics. So I hope you guys enjoyed this last song with me tonight here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Nix with Alcoholic by Common Kings. Whoa.
You're the chaser to my crown royal, body like a coke bottle. And with every drink, I can't help but think a smoothie gulp down, yeah. Baby girl, I love your flavor. You're the rock star after that Jaeger. Southern comfort when I need to be held. So in love with you, girl, 'cause I'm so drunk off your love, girl, I'm buzzing. And I can't get enough of your loving, sipping you down, girl. I love it, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic. Hey, hey. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic.
Show for me.
Yeah. You're the juice that makes my knees weak. My great goose, baby, you complete the matrix. My Patron, I'm taking shots of you. So into you, you're my Malibu. my passion for you like my alizé. Maybe it turns blue when you go away. So I'm in love with you, girl, so thirsty. Hey, yeah. Cause I'm so drunk off your love, girl, I'm buzzing. And I can't get enough of your loving. Sipping you down, girl, I love it, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic. Hey, yeah, yeah. I'm an alcoholic. Hey. Your love is the only love I'm tasting. Baby girl, you're so intoxicating. So I'ma keep sipping on your love. Girl, I've never been so drunk. Drunk off your love, girl, I'm buzzing. And I can't get enough of your loving. Sipping you down, girl, I love it, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic. Oh, you're the reason I'm an alcoholic. Yeah. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic.
And that was Common Kings with Alcoholic. So if you guys don't know who Common Kings are, look them up. I went to Hawaii earlier this year, so I'm totally stuck on that island reggae kind of vibe music. Because so chill, like you honestly go to the beach every day. I would go to the beach every day, eat poke, and just chill on the beach. Like honestly, that is my life. Like wake up, go to the beach, eat, go back home. You know, that's a perfect lifestyle for me. So look up Common Kings. It's four guys who formed a bond with a jam session at one of their homeboys' house, and they're proud representatives of their homelands of Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, and Hawaii. So it's a bunch of everyday guys from the OC trying to live their dreams. So in the last 2 years, they've actually sold out tours in places like Hawaii, LA, Guam, Tokyo, and even Australia. So they have over 7 million YouTube views, and they are an independent group. So they're actually doing pretty well. And I've met some of my friends, they get to see them. And I've always missed watching them. When I find out they're there, I'm like, oh my God, they're here. And I always miss it, or always find out the last minute. So hopefully one day I get to see them. And again, that is Common King. So look them up on YouTube. They have really good videos. Or yeah, just look up their YouTube name. Their songs are all on there, from Alcoholic to Wait in Your Water. They're really, really good. And they've actually been gain attention from mega recording stars like Brian McKnight and even Fergie. But amidst all their fame and stardom and the new attention that they're growing, they still remain humble to their growing new stardom. So they're still the same guys that started when they were just jamming at someone's house. So that was Common Kings. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight here at radio.dominican.edu with me, DJ Nyx, here at the Nyx Mix at 6. And let me do a quick Giants update for you right now. So we are still at, let's see, we are on the fourth inning with 0-8. So come on, Giants. We can get this. So, because honestly, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I love Parade. So I just want to go to Parade. So let's go. And this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix at 6. Signing out. Hope you guys have a good night. Be safe on Halloween. Fall is coming up, so you guys stay warm. This is DJ Nyx signing out.